a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Network. Glad you're with us here on this Friday night, the 11th of December 2007. It's the Young Guns Roundtable tonight, and we're really breaking down these voting machines. It's almost like Diebold technical support tonight. We've got Lee Rogers of Live Free or Die Radio, that's heard here on RBN weeknights, and his website is roguegovernment.com. Doug Owen of blacklistednews.com and Michael Vale of thought-criminal.com. .org. We've got John on the phone with us, John on the phone with us from Texas, and we're talking about these machines. Now, Lee, up in New Hampshire, they don't use these Diebold machines. I think with a touchpad or anything like that. I think you guys put a ballot into a scanner. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct, Mike. Basically, how it works up here is that you have a paper ballot. They give you a paper ballot, and then you go into the ballot booths, and then you mark off, you just fill in a little circle next to the candidate. So I put in for Ron Paul. I filled in the circle. And then I go to these machines. They have these Diebold scanning machines where you put the ballot in there and it eats it. So, of course, you don't get a receipt, and that's really the problem. And you don't know how the whole system works. Yeah, there's a paper trail, which is good, but you still don't have any transparency, and you still don't have a receipt. So there's still problems with these machines. But it isn't as bad as these electronic voting machines that are just touch pads where you don't have any sort of paper trail whatsoever. So it is better, but still the transparency isn't there.
Yeah. And again, too, we go into the custody of these machines not only after the election, but also prior to the election, because just as Doug was suggesting, these machines could be pre-programmed, say, the night before to throw the election a certain way depending on where that person's at on the ballot.
Oh, absolutely, Mike. And you know what's interesting? These people who are mentioned, I haven't said anything about this, but these people, they've actually lived in my hometown. I know who this Ken Harjar character is, and I don't know too much about him, but I have met him. And way back when, I'm talking like 12 years ago, and he did seem kind of like a little bit of a shady character, but you know, I can't say either way what his whole deal was. But yeah, clearly, I mean, this company, LHS Associates, they had the contracts to program all of these machines, and there are some questions behind the background of this particular individual, and that needs to be investigated as well.
Yeah, most certainly. I mean, when you get this is the same guy that has a criminal record for trafficking in cocaine too, isn't it?
Yeah, the narcotics. I mean, The fact of the matter is that with somebody having a background like that, and there's all sorts of reports of him putting memory cards in the back of his car and all this weird stuff. I mean, that's just not acceptable, especially considering the lack of transparency we have with these machines.
Yeah, John, did that answer your question?
Yeah. Okay, I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, John. Have a great night. All right, we're going to come back. We'll talk with Tom, Brent, and Craig, and you if you want to join us. The number is 800-313-9443. You're locked and loaded and plugged in to the Midnight Rider.
Yeah. The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Real quick, I wanted to talk to you about one of the great sponsors here on RBN. That is hempusa.org. Now, I like the hemp seeds. There they are. As a matter of fact, it's almost time to refill the bowl. I eat them. Eat these hemp seeds, take the powder. Excellent stuff. It's of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. Hemp USA ships worldwide with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada, and their mission at hempusa.org, Tom James is the guy who operates it. He just wants to educate everybody that edible hemp is not marijuana, is certified THC-free. The powder, folks, is 50% protein, doesn't contain gluten. Hemp as food is nutritious. It's dense, nutrient dense. Can be used as a storable food up to 5 years when vacuum packed. It's priced affordably for that. My kids love these. I mean, they eat the daylights out of this stuff, and we're just about at the point where we're gonna have to order another bag of them. And from Tom, this is a superfood. It'll be your greatest asset. Try it today. It's great for your colon. your body in general, and it'll take your cravings of junk food away from you, all of that. And you got to check into this. HempUSA.org. That's HempUSA.org. Or you can call Tom tomorrow, because I know he'll probably be there. 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. This guy is mad about hemp. He'll talk to you all day long about hemp. He'll answer any questions that you have. This is the real deal, folks. This is God's food. I mean, this is, you know, hemp was used for thousands of years previously, and it's grown in over 30 countries now, just not here. Do your body good. HempUSA.org, a good proud sponsor here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. All right, it's the Young Guns Roundtable tonight here on the program. Let's go to, gonna scroll back up my list here. I think we're at Tom in Florida. Thanks for holding. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you for having me on. Gee, just listening to everything, and I've been on the internet today. It looks like there's another, you know, this is a formula for kind of another disaster, because, you know, they're going to get Diebold, or these people up there, with the Diebold machines to do the count, and that's like tantamount to getting the foxes to count the chickens for us again. I mean, it's not going to work. I can see that it's going to create confusion and doubt, and I was thinking, you know, New Hampshire's not that big a state. You know, with the enthusiasm and the energy that all the Ron Paul people have, what they should do is everybody should do a telephone, the equivalent of a telephone affidavit, set up some places for them to call in and say, listen, everybody call in and, you know, give your town or your precinct and give us your, you know, give your voter registration number and your date of birth and your name and tell us how you voted. And then we could take all of those and compare it to what Diebold comes up with this time, because it's almost a guarantee that they're going to come up with the same thing again. I mean, these car, I think they got like memory sticks or something they stick in these machines. I saw something on the internet where they're like standalone little machines, look like little, they're simple looking things. And all the votes are inside these cards. Well, you know, there's a chain of custody problem right there. Plus they've been, if they've been compromised to invert the vote, you know, to turn things around, we need to set up our own, basically a re-vote. And of course, it won't be official, but it'll certainly shed some light on what's going to happen next. Because I see some confusion coming right up, where these guys are going to say they recounted the machines, and they'll say, "Yeah, we got the same thing again." And bingo, we're right back where we started. But if we've got a whole bunch of Ron Paul people who've called in, and we've actually got names, addresses, telephone numbers, you know, dates of birth, registration numbers, you know, voter registration card numbers, and we go, "Hey, no, here it is. We know how many people voted in this town, how many voted in this precinct, etc." We can hold that up and say, "You guys are wrong again. We need to look at this even closer."
Well, I think that the one thing that may work in our favor here is, Lee, correct me if I'm wrong, aren't and any of you other guys jump in as well, aren't the votes themselves preserved on the card and they should still be in the machine, correct?
Well, yeah, they're on ballots. And I'm actually reading this Associated Press report on the New Hampshire recount, and according to what they're saying, it's actually going to be a hand recount of the ballots. So if I'm reading this correctly, a hand recount, that should mean they're going to physically count the ballots.
What about the ones that were on the machines, on the Diebold? That seems to be where the discrepancy is.
Well, what we're talking about, these are Diebold Scantron machines.
Yeah, they're not the electronic voting machines, because you get a ballot. You get a paper ballot. So there is a paper trail.
Oh, there
so
is.
So even the different towns that had the electronic machines, they're just the scanning machines. They're not the touchscreen electronic voting machines where there's no paper trail. You still have a ballot. There's still a paper trail.
So the ballot still exists.
They
right.
should
in
unless
New Hampshire.
Somebody did something with them.
Yeah, mind you, that's just in New Hampshire and other states. A lot of them have gone totally away from the Scantrons, and it's totally 100% touchscreen. There is no physical receipt whatsoever. So we lucked out in New Hampshire having those Scantrons.
Yeah, Oklahoma stole these Scantron machines, and I hate using them. I mean, I would rather just have a regular old ballot, and you know, and it'd be good. And but I agree, guys. I think a receipt would be, you know, would be excellent. But Tom, you know, we'll just see what, you know, what comes out of this. You're right. You may come up with the exact same count, and at that point, you know, it's money wasted. But at the same time, if it doesn't, you know, uncover something, boy, somebody's got a whole lot of splaining to do. And that's what I'm hoping for, because it would turn this whole thing right on its ear.
Well, it would be simple for Ron Paul people just to call in and let them know how they voted. Then we'd have another list of how the vote went, and we could compare that to what they come up with. I mean, chain of custody. Oh, who's watching those ballots right now as we speak? Where are they?
The thing is, how much is that going to cost in advertising on television to get people to call? Because you're going to have to get the word out somehow.
Well, the Ron Paul meetup groups, geez, I think they would probably cover everybody pretty much. I mean, I'm in South Florida, and everyone who's for Ron Paul belongs to a meetup group. All you do is put the word out. It's free. It's on the Internet. It's, you know, wouldn't take much.
No, and I guess you could promote something like that, like actually, you know, the poll workers actually have like a website where we could actually have people go and register up, put their name and address and who they voted for, and we could make it across the board, not just for Ron Paulers. That'd be a great thing. That way you'd have some real physical data on the exit polls and have that live and available for everybody on there. You know, the way that you could promote it is, you know, putting those kind of advertisements at the polls, maybe even have poll workers wear shirts, you know, ensure the vote. I mean, that would be something great to get a campaign going like that. And it wouldn't be very expensive to have a website that you could dedicate to that.
Right. And it'd be grassroots and bipartisan, and everybody but Hillary Clinton would go for it.
Yeah,
and John McCain.
Exactly.
So that would be great. All right, Tom, thanks for the call. I appreciate
okay.
it. Let's go down to Brent, up to Brent in Wisconsin. Thanks for holding. Welcome to the show.
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
We're discussing here video cameras and cell phone pictures of who we voted for and two or three different types of paper trails and all that sort of nonsense. And let me suggest this. We go to paper ballots, hand-marked, hand-counted, in the sight of the voters in the counters until they're finished, write the results on a board somewhere until they're called in and recorded and watched by everyone, and then we don't have to go through all this malarkey.
Well, I agree. You know, the problem is getting the states to do this. You know, I think everybody thinks that we need an election solved before the Tonight Show.
Well, yeah, you know, and I mean, if a backwards country like France can count their entire nation within a matter of several hours, we ought to be able to do something similar to that in the United States. And, you know, really, I guess I don't have to, if the polls close at 8 o'clock, I don't have to know who the winner is at 8:30. I can wait till the next morning or the next evening, if it's just honest, you know, and to think that one of the Scantron machines is maybe a little less dubious than the full voting machines. Hey, this is our elections we're talking about, fellas. This is almost sacred in America and should be.
Yeah, because I mean, it really, you know, Brent, this is really a crying shame that this is a subject we even have to discuss.
Yes. It's just terrible to think that. And, of course, you know, there are some books written on the subject, and it looks to me, I haven't read any of them, I intend to, that they've been playing with our elections in America since the 1700s sometime. But we got to put it to a stop.
I wholeheartedly agree. I think point's well made.
I've been asleep for a number of years, and that I'm done napping now. We're on the warpath, and we're going to take care of some things here. Something else on the Ron Paul campaign there. My understanding is that they only spent, well, somewhere in the neighborhood of less than $200,000 advertising in Iowa.
And it was $139,000 in Iowa and $270,000 in New Hampshire.
That's a disaster. Dr. Paul's getting some bad counsel from his campaign people.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to spend some money. He's got $20 million there, and he can get a whole lot more.
I agree. Brent, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We've got to take a break. We'll come back. We're in the midst of the Young Guns Roundtable right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You want to join us? The number 800-313-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Back here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Also, being simulcast tonight on the TruthNet Radio Network, as per usual. And for everybody on TruthNet Radio, howdy. To everybody on KU Satellite, howdy. And everybody listening on a low-power FM or AM station across the country, howdy. Glad you're with us for the program. And to our AM and FM affiliates out there all over the fruited plain, howdy. Glad you're with us tonight. If you want to join us telephonically, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we'll be more than happy to have you join us on the program. Craig in Iowa, thanks for holding. Welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you doing, Mike?
Doing pretty good. What's on your mind tonight?
Good. I think everybody has forgotten that back in June, the allegations that China had hacked the computers of the United States Pentagon. I don't know if you remember that.
I do indeed.
Well, I mean, so they really believe that they can't, you know, they can't change these numbers in these little Diebold machines. They're nothing. I mean, you're talking about the most secure building in the United States. And the Chinese government apparently hacked those computers. I think that's something that people should maybe think about.
Well, so you think it's possible that the Chinese did it?
Well, I'm just saying, I think it's possible that any good, you know, second-rate hacker could get into these Diebold machines.
Oh, well, yeah, I think that's been definitely proven, Michael. I mean, news reports within the last few days said that they, the people that program and write the codes for these machines aren't exactly top-flight coders.
Right. You know, and, Mike, I think about it this way. I think about it's like if you're living in your house and, you know, you're going to do anything you can to keep somebody out of your house. I believe that the United States, the White House and the Congress and Senate has all been taken over by these neocons and these war hawks. And I believe they're doing anything they can to keep Ron Paul or anybody that wants to bring the Constitution, bring America back. They're doing anything they can to keep them out of their house. That's the way I feel about it.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Craig. Thanks for being a part of the program tonight. Gentlemen, any comments? Doug, you?
Yeah, well, you mentioned China hacking into the computers, and I think that's kind of a propaganda being put out by the Pentagon to justify a lot of the crackdown on the internet. Same thing that goes for the satellite that China supposedly has been able to knock down. If you look at what they have been able to justify and the huge ramp up in the militarization of space, it really works for the establishment when we see these kind of press releases coming out, because as soon as they said, oh, the satellite came down, the next thing you know, you have a $1 billion budget to fund putting space weapons into orbit. So some of that stuff, I mean, you see these articles, you kind of have to take them with a grain of salt, because there are a lot of agendas out there. But yeah, he's 100% right that we're not securing the vote. Any two-bit hacker can get into one of those EEPROMs, because I mean they're usually like a 32-bit chip. There's not much to them, and the fact of the matter is that unfortunately some of the states aren't using any Scantron devices, so you don't even have a physical ballot. And when it comes to securing the vote, we should go back to paper ballots, but unfortunately they're not going to do that. Okay, this is the 21st century. That's unacceptable. Too many of these yuppies love this new technology, so the only thing that we can really do is try to encourage them to require a physical receipt put in the hand of the voter. I mean, I've thought about this over and over again, hour upon hour, and that is the only way, because they're not going to go back from these machines, because they have been legitimized, and the people of the United States seem to be accepting of them.
Indeed. Bob in Tennessee, thanks for holding. Welcome to the program. Bob, are you there?
For several days, it's just getting to the point where it just really angers me. Even with a dumbed down public and a biased and controlled media we've got, they still feel the need to try to control the vote count. Every who's behind this is still so scared that there was going to be enough people that's got enough sense to go and vote correctly that they even got to try to control it. What I like to see is the people, if they do find out there's fraud, and I really believe they're going to, if they really have half a chance to look into it, I want to see some people pay for it. I want to see some people go to jail. I don't want to hear them say we made a mistake. I want to say, how did you make a mistake? They've got stuff in order to where they shouldn't be making those kind of mistakes.
And, I wholeheartedly agree. I agree with you 100%. Bob, are you on a cell phone or a cordless phone?
I'm on a cordless phone. Can you hear me?
Okay. Now, yeah, you're breaking up real bad on us.
Yeah. Like I say, we don't want to run all over this world under the guise of spreading democracy, and we can't even ensure it here in our own country with a fair vote. And until some of these people that's responsible actually get punished. And, go to
until
jail.
Either until they become Bubba's friend and are in charge of the soap, a lot of this is going to continue. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0367.
All right, back here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network on this Friday night. Glad you're with us. It's the Young Guns Roundtable, and we're talking with Lee Rogers of Live Free or Die Radio, heard here on the Republic Broadcasting Network weeknights from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, and his website is roguegovernment.com, Michael Vail of thought-criminal.org, and Doug Owen of blacklistednews.com, and the subject du jour tonight appears to be Ron Paul, and we're still talking about these Diebold voting machines and the recounts that are going to be taking place in New Hampshire. Lee, do you have any idea up there how soon these are going to start?
Yeah, actually they mentioned that. Let me just see here. Let me just bring up the story. I think it was – it's going to be pretty soon. I'm trying to dig it up. Where is it? I think it was January 16th. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I know it was pretty soon. And I'll have to dig that up, but I'm pretty sure it's January 16th, so we're going to see this thing start to take place pretty soon.
Wow, and it's going to take them that long. I'm kind of surprised that, you know, that they wouldn't be working on a recount immediately. That's 4 or 5 days away. That's going to be a day after the South Carolina primary in Michigan. Well, it's going to be after the Michigan primary for sure.
Yeah, actually, Mike, I just confirmed it is January 16th.
Okay.
And it is strange because, I mean, you know, you have a window where any number of things can happen to these ballots. I can just imagine. And I'm sure Bev Harris is tracking this thing. When you get her on the show Monday, I'm sure it's going to be a very, very interesting program because I'm sure she's going to be looking into all different facets of this, where the ballots are stored and everything else. So, I mean, there's a lot of questions that need to be asked about this process because a lot of things can happen between now and January 16th.
Yeah, you know, and I really thought that the whole idea of the recount, you know, they would call for the recount and it would immediately be done. And I was almost concerned that having her on the program on a Monday night was going to be like, you know, kind of after the fact. But it appears that having her on Monday night is going to be just about right on time. So I guess I got lucky as far as the scheduling is concerned there. Let's go to Steve in California. Thanks for holding. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Gentlemen, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Okay. Your technical details that you discussed and the political ramifications, I don't have anything to add to that, but I want to point out an underlying current here. Only in a society that has been secularized, dumbed down, and taught that utilitarian ethics, or lack thereof, is the ultimate, would be stupid enough to commit the idolatry of believing in a deus ex machina, or a god from a machine. In other words, you trust a machine with no verification and the people pulling the levers behind it. This kind of comfort zone rather than truth can only happen in a secularized society. If you criticize a Diebold machine, the media will look at you like you just committed a sacrilege. But you can bash the Catholic Church. You can tell Christians in general who believe in Christ and God that they have no right to even mention it in public. You can tell people of a moral standing that they have no right to enforce that upon others. I thought laws were all about that in the first place. But don't dare criticize the method and means of controlling the masses by the manipulators. Unless people wake up to the moral undercurrent and the need to reject secularism, you can tell them everything you want about what these machines are doing to them, and most of them will turn a deaf ear to you, I'm sorry to say. Your message is important, but unless it is connected with what I'm talking about, ultimately it will fail. I hope that it is connected with that and that ultimately it succeeds, and that's really all I have to say.
All right, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
And it kind of brings me to kind of a segue into a clip that I wanted to play from last night's debate that I think was probably the most important piece of the debate as far as Ron Paul was concerned. One, it demonstrates clearly that the mainstream media, especially Fox News, is trying to go after Ron Paul and to discredit this man any way they possibly can. And this is a clip with Carl Cameron. Just the audacity of this question is absolutely incredible, the way it's phrased. But Ron Paul takes it and listen to his answer. We'll comment on the other side, and I'll get the comment from the guys as well.
Another question about electability. Do you have any, sir? There's always the question as to whether or not you are in fact viable. Your differences with the Republicans with the rest of the Republicans on this stage has raised questions about whether or not you can actually win the Republican nomination, sir.
Well, we've only had two little primaries so far, so it's pretty premature to decide which one is going to be the candidate. But, you know, when you think about it, if you measured everything I've ever said, every vote I've ever taken against the Constitution, you know, I'm a strict constitutionalist. Are you suggesting the Republicans should write me off because I'm a strict constitutionalist? I'm the most conservative member here. I have voted, you know, against more spending and wasting government than anybody else. So you're suggesting that I'm not electable and the Republicans don't want me because I'm a strict fiscal conservative, because I believe in civil liberties? Why should we not be defending civil liberties? And why should we not be talking about foreign policy that used to be the part of the Republican Party? Mr. Republican Robert Taft didn't even want us to be in NATO. And you're saying now that we have to continue to borrow money from China to finance this empire that we can't afford? Let me see if I get this right. We need to borrow $10 billion from China, and then we give it to Musharraf, who's a military dictator who overthrew an elected government, and then we go to war, we lose all these lives promoting democracy,
in Iraq. I mean, what's going on here? And you're saying that this isn't appealing to Republicans? Where did this come about? I think this is a Republican message. I defend the platform. It used to say we got rid of the Department of Education. It doesn't say that. Now, we as Republicans went and doubled the size of the Department of Education. So where have we gone? I think we've lost our way. And then the insinuation that I am less Republican because of that?
Congressman, thank you very much. We have to take one more break.
All right. Okay. I think the main thing out of this, guys, is the fact that while you have these other gentlemen talking about, and I use that word loosely, talking about programs and policy, Ron Paul bases his response on electability based on principle. And to kind of dovetail with what Steve had to say a little bit there, that seems to be the key difference between Ron Paul and these other candidates, is there's principle over the ethics or situational ethics that these guys use to justify what they do in a certain situation. Doug, we'll start with you.
Well, sure. And what they're trying to do is, link Ron Paul with 9/11 truth, trying to split his base. They realize that there are millions of people that embrace the idea that 9/11 just might have been an inside job. And for the most part, people like you and I are supporters of Ron Paul. So they're trying to split his base, trying to get the 9/11 truth crowd to turn on him, because they realize how many websites we control, how we are becoming the alternative media. But the fact that they're trying to dismiss him and saying he's unelectable, it's just the same old tactic. You know, a lot of people I hear, even on like mainstream radio, are saying, you know, oh, I love Ron Paul. You know, he's not compromised by the big companies, the corporations, but, you know, he's not going to be able to do it. He's not going to be able to make it. And it's because they keep reinforcing this electability issue. But, you know, who else do the American people want to pick? I don't think it's going to work any longer.
Now, Michael, what about you?
Well, the fact is that what we need to recognize is that what he's saying is that Ron Paul is not coming from CFR. Ron Paul is not coming from Bilderberg. Ron Paul is not coming from the military complex. And they're deciding for you who you're going to vote for. They've made the list, and you check off who you want to vote for. And the fact that Ron Paul is even running is an insult to the neocons. And I find that they insulted him off the bat.
Yeah. Yeah, I find it highly interesting as well. Lee, comments?
Well, sure. I mean, this is just a case of the media trying to create reality. And I think that's pretty obvious what's happening here. Because it's funny, that whole focus group that Frank Lutz ran, and I covered this a great deal on my program. But, man, those focus groups, they sell them like they're this whole thing where, oh, yeah, we got these randomly selected voters. And in the focus group on that debate, practically almost all of them said Fred Thompson was the best in the debate, and practically all of them said that Ron Paul was the worst. I mean, statistically, that's just not possible unless the focus group is rigged. So basically, Fox News has no credibility. We know what they're doing, and it's just so obvious at this point. It's become a complete and absolute joke, and I just don't know how anybody can possibly take Fox News seriously when they're trying to blackball the one person that's up there who's actually speaking any sort of truth. It's mind-blowing.
Yeah, it is mind-blowing to me as well. And, it all for him, it's principles, the rest of them, hey, whatever I need to do at that certain time. And, I mean, you know, we can go back, five decades to what we've been doing here. I mean, we used the CIA to overthrow Mossadegh in Iran and install the Shah. We loved the Shah up until the mid-70s, and we get rid of him, bring in Khomeini, and then we start funding and supporting Saddam Hussein. I mean, this has gone on and on and on. I think the CIA is responsible for over 40 regime changes across the world since its inception 60 years ago. To me, that's just absolutely incredible, and it's something that we've got to stop because, again, as Ron Paul says, this type of stuff has blowback because it doesn't take people long to figure out where it's coming from. Ron in Texas, thank you for holding. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me, guys. I just thought
my pleasure.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine. By five, my friend.
I heard a couple of callers call in earlier with concerns, kind of in general, about electronic voting machines. And, you know, I called in a couple of nights and gave you a suggestion about how I thought a simplistic computer-type setup would work real efficiently. And what I wanted to kind of alleviate their thoughts were that they've got to realize that these big banks and other type of superstores transfer their records every day in a secure process. And one of the simplicities of it is you can assign certain ports on the computer so that they only accept information from one source. And you can also verify if that source is tapped into by sending a ping signal back and forth because it's measured in milliseconds. And if there's an abnormal delay there, that means that there's being something interfering with the reception or transmission of that signal. So it can be verified in real time going on there. So I just wanted to kind of let some of those people that were worried about the concept of anything going over the Internet be aware that that's old technology back in the old BBS days when you'd have to ping another line right. to see if you were connected.
Yeah. You know, I'm starting more and more, though, to like the guy's solution from the 2006 election where he just took a handgun and put a bullet through it. I'm starting to think that that's the way to go. We're going to need hand ballots over here, boys.
That
would solve the electronic counting problem right there once and for all. You know, 44 is for everybody who enter, and we'll collect them when you leave.
Okay, well, I had another couple of things I wanted to throw out at you because there's something that I hadn't heard about in a while, and I know everybody had talked about it back in the late summer, early fall, and that was about a congressional Congress being established to kind of go in and take things over and clear it out.
Do you guys recall anything about that in the summer? I don't recall anything about that.
I heard about it, talked on a couple of radio shows.
Are you thinking about a constitutional convention? Because I had heard
that's it.
They were trying to set one up. But again, you know, unless you've got control of the military, you're not going to accomplish anything.
Well. Oh, all right. One other comment I was going to come back at you because I heard a lady call in kind of in support of my statement about the impeachment thing. And I was going to say, you know, impeach, is it ever too early to stop a murderer?
No.
Okay. It's like, I don't care. You know, I understand that there was discrepancies about, you know, will it do any good to start it now because of the time it gets to so-and-so. Well, excuse me, but is it ever too early to stop a murderer?
No, it's not. But like I told Carol the other night, the practicality of it is that we don't have a group of people in Congress with the equipment, as it were, to stand up and do what they're supposed to do. I mean, that's the reason we're in the mess we're in now. They're sitting there playing their game to keep their jobs. They do what they have to do up there to get their committee assignments, which gets them more and more power, and they. The $168,000 a year, they like the three hots in a cot, and their little benefits that they've got with it. And the lobbyists fawning over them.
Acts like it's a guilt of complicity to me.
Yeah.
And okay, the last other thing I wanted to throw out was, you know, we voted in all these representatives and senators anew to make a change for the war in Iraq. Mainly, I think is what most people had their mind on, but. Now that they've gone in there and showed us what liars are, don't we have some kind of ground somewhere or another to call all these people on the floor because of the fact that they made an oath to that and to our Constitution of the United States?
Well, I would think so. Lee, what do you think?
Well, personally, I think we should throw every single one of them out except for maybe like a couple people. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I know coming up in this election, assuming we have one, we should just vote against every single incumbent up there, with the exception of maybe Ron Paul and a couple others, you know, and that's being generous. So, I mean, you know, I'm not sure if there's anything that we can do just to get rid of them right now. I'd sure like to, believe me. If there is a way to do it, I'd love to know what it is so I can promote it, believe me.
Well, that's what I was kind of asking for, because it seems like somewhere on the millions of laws we now have, there ought to be ways to put a wedge in the wood and start cracking it.
Yeah, well, I think the ultimate thing is again, we go back to the ballot box, and then of course it's like this, you know, guys. It's Ron. Thanks for the call. This is a vicious circle that we're going over and over and over. We're sitting in one breath having to talk about politics, and things that Ron Paul can do to increase his awareness, to increase his vote. But Doug, at the same time, it all comes back to these damn ballot boxes.
Well, that's true, Mike. If we can't ensure that the vote is accurate, then the whole process is null and void, and the American people's votes really don't count, or at least we can't ensure that they count. You know, everything comes right back to these ballot boxes, and that's why I'd like to hear Ron Paul become a lot more vocal on this issue. I understand that he's politicking, and that if he, you know, mentions this, that it'll seem like he's a sore loser. I mean, I understand all the political reasons why they are not getting in the battle for exposing these voting machines. But, you know, I was talking about this with you earlier. If you can't stand up for the vote, what can you stand up for? I think that they need to go, these things really have to be exposed before we can go forward.
Yeah, because, I mean, if we can't use the ballot box, that leaves only one more box. We've done the soapbox. The ballot box ain't working. There's a little box that says ammo on the side. That's all that's left. I'm going to talk with John in Tennessee when we come back and wrap things up. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, final segment here on the Midnight Rider here on this Friday night. My word, there's so many things that we wanted to talk about as far as news and other things, and the subject just continues to be on people's mind. And so we've focused tonight on Ron Paul, his Diebold voting machines. Final call of the night. Let's go to John in Tennessee. John, how are you tonight?
Great. I'm not in Tennessee, though.
Oh, you're anyhow. In New York. Okay, well, it's in Tennessee.
Anyhow, you know the old saying, papers, rock, scissors?
Yeah.
We're going to have to start saying paper, bullets, shovels.
or backhoe, because there'll be a bunch of them.
Yeah. The other thing is the gentleman talked about the banks and stuff like that. Some of the biggest bank heists ever have been computer hacked, banking heists. So that doesn't hold water. Also, if you look at those little machines that hand out the money, so many of those have been hacked and people are getting free money out of the little bank machines. If you have any electronics anywhere along your line of custody, your electronics is going to do you out because it's so easy to do. Paper, all these paper ballots would be harder to do and harder for them to pull off. With electronics, they can have a little bitty hidden antenna on the circuit board, or they could not have an antenna on the circuit board. They'd use an antenna like the wiring of an X10 wiring system where you use the wiring of the building. You just plug it into the wall and the whole building becomes the wired thing, and the guy can be sitting out in the van changing things over as they go along. So anytime you get electronics, that's going to be your weakest link. You got to go back to paper. And that's
yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. John, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Good points there. But, yeah, guys, I think, you know, in the final analysis, you know, Ron Paul, as far as the politics is concerned, we've seen him be a bit more aggressive. I think he needs to go a little bit further and physically take these people on. I think McCain's voting record in the Senate is abysmal. And Lee, from a political standpoint, I think that Ron Paul in these next debates and in their advertising when they finally decide to do some, they've got to attack John McCain and his record. I mean, this guy's record can be torn all to shreds, and he can be shown for the individual he is.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, especially with support of that amnesty bill. That was a disgrace. And not only that, but you got McCain-Feingold. And, you know, I'd go on and on. I mean, we're at the end of the show, so, I mean, it would take a long time to dissect John McCain's horrible, horrible record. But the bottom line is this guy said that being in Iraq for 100 years is a good idea. Well, that's just ridiculous. And that alone is just reason to vote against him. I mean, he's just got a horrible record, and I'm just embarrassed. And I'm hoping that all these results were just a complete fraud, because I just don't understand how so many people could have possibly voted for this man up here in New Hampshire. It's an embarrassment, quite frankly.
Yeah, I was surprised, because if there was any state tailor-made for Ron Paul, Doug, New Hampshire was it.
Well, sure. I mean, we definitely expected a lot more out of these machines, but until we get them secured and the vote actually counts and we can look at it, we'll really never know. I mean, you can look back at the hand-counted ballots, and it seems like he did a lot better. But the fact of the matter is I think that they need to learn from the mistakes that they made in New Hampshire, spend a lot more money, and realize that these rural areas were where he wasn't winning. So they need to start, you know, putting out advertisements and commercials, because that's where you're not going to have the people that reach the web nearly as much. And they just know Fred Thompson. They've heard John McCain's name, so they vote for him.
Yeah. Michael, is do you think this is a situation where we here out on the grassroots maybe need to take kind of that mantle on too and ourselves start buying ad time and radio time and newspaper ads on our own, you know, like 527 organizations to push this through?
Absolutely. I mean, the fact is that we can say that the Ron Paul campaign itself is not running the way that, you know, we would like, and not running really like a real presidential campaign. And the sad fact is it's up to us to get the job done. And if that means, you know, putting ads up, or, make an act ad during Super Bowl, or, you know, making our own money bombs that are going towards these organizations, you know, I'd be more than happy to swift boat McCain. I mean,
yeah, he needs it. Guys, thanks for being on the show. This 2 hours flew by. Hey, folks, find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family. That's why we're fighting to save this country. Have a great weekend. Bev Harris here on Monday night. See you next week.